Today's episode brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Whoa.
Oh.
It's not Dunkin' Donuts anymore.
Today's episode brought to you by Dunkin'.
Formerly known as Dunkin' Donuts.
Also known as...
Just Donuts.
Also known as Double D's. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Dunkin' Donuts, a staple in the world for 68 years.
Wow.
They just changed their name to Just Dunkin'.
But is the coffee...
Not Just Dunkin', but
is the coffee
Dunkin'.
The same?
Hey, the coffee's good.
Is the donuts the same?
Gotta make the donuts.
Are the sandwiches, gotta breakfast the sandwiches the same?
They're all the same. Just
the
name's different.
Is the store the same? Same great attitude?
Colors are the same. Everything uniforms. Everything the same. Just the name changed.
Just the name. All right. Just Dunkin'.
No, not Just Dunkin', but Dunkin'.
The same, but the damn name changed.
Oh. You ready, Lamont? Go. What you got?
Everything's the same, but the damn name changed.
Dunkin' Donuts.
Dunkin' Donuts.
Dunkin' the Donuts.
I don't know what just happened
where's
right
that
now.
Hook again, Lamont.
Where's
that
where's
hook?
That hook?
Everything's same, but the damn name changed.
Dunkin' Donuts. Dunkin' Donuts.
Here goes the mumble.
All right, mumble rap style.
Something.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening today. Visit your Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah.
For coffee. Donuts,
tell them the something new show sent you there.
Yes.
The coffee don't stop. Oh, the coffee don't stop.
Dunkin'.
The coffee don't stop.
Dunkin'.
The coffee don't stop.
You like that,
yeah.
Lamont?
Oh, yeah, that's smooth.
We got a special guest in the studio today. Lamont Ryan just turned 37.
39.
Oh, 39. Oh, shit.
Huh. Basically 40.
Yeah,
how does it feel, dude? Feels good?
Feels good, baby.
You partying tonight?
I'm like wine.
You drinking a lot of vodka?
Why is that as red?
You gonna drink a lot of vodka?
He's been partying earlier. Yeah.
Yes,
you've been drinking since this morning?
Yep. I had it in my coffee.
You know your mom's listening to this, right?
Yeah. That's my baby.
He had a white Russian earlier.
Welcome to the Something New Show. This is Hector Garcia with New Creative. We got at Common Steve in the studio.
That's right. And I'm sober.
And Boone HTX, a.k.a. Lamont Ryans.
What's up?
Hey, I always spell your name wrong.
Every time.
How do you spell it? Huh? For all our listeners, how do you spell that name?
LeMonte.
Why do you capitalize the M?
That's right.
Because you're French?
Because my mama. That's what I should ask her.
Oh. You Creole? Do you have Creole in you?
A little bit.
Huh.
Mm.
That's tight.
Yeah. Well, we said we were going to be racist this show.
And you're racist, Steve. I was asking a real question.
Not even 5 minutes
into the show.
You were
sweating trying. I can see the sweat.
I was serious.
Like, dude, I got to make this joke.
Y'all racist. If y'all listening right now, I am the only non-racist person behind the mic here
in
the
guys.
Studio.
Welcome to the liar. Something Racist Show.
All right. Thank you guys for tuning in. This is the Something New Show. It is October 1st. We're in October, bro.
October sober.
Sober till October.
No, you can't that be
means
sober
you, that means
in
you
October.
Can drink. That means you can
sober
drink
sober all October, bro.
Wait, what is that phrase?
What, but I thought this was like October.
Sober
Fest.
Till October.
Sober till October. That means he can drink today,
dude. That's what I would always post. Hashtag sober till October. All
right.
Started that since April.
So we got a Steve's pulling out some little treats here.
We got some cheese here.
Because this stuff that you're pulling out here, you need it to...
you're revealing way too much.
I can see what's going on.
I'm going to let Steve. What are you doing over here, Steve?
So,
tell us what you're doing.
Guys, this is the first time we're actually announcing this. So Boone, Lamont Ryans, and I, Common Steve, Steve Martinez, have come together to
get married.
Yeah.
I'm like, man.
You're all invited. It's 2018. Does your wife know?
It's October.
She's down with it. She's down.
It's sober till October.
Dude, we're coming together. We are creating a spirits company, man. We are making our own adult beverages.
Dang.
What?
So we have a couple recipes. We have one that's pretty solid. We are out in the public letting close circle get their first taste. You've had one already. You've had it twice.
Are you revealing the name yet? No, nothing.
Okay. And we want to make sure our brand is solid. It's on point. Exactly what we want before we reveal anything. It might change tomorrow, you know?
How much are you going to reveal right now?
Just the fact that we've come together and we have a recipe and we actually have a product that we can let people taste is already enough. So...
it's enough to move forward.
So you got y'all been doing a lot of testing, trial and error, refining the product, and you're soon have a
soft launch,
like a soft test market launch type.
Exactly. So if you guys are interested and want to be a part of that, you know, reach out to us, let us know that you know you'd be interested.
They have to leave a review on iTunes,
right,
to get invited.
Right.
Oh,
so if you're listening, you have to give us a review, a good review.
A good solid review. And
8 stars.
Yeah, we have limited chairs for this taste testing. So you may want to act now and put that review out there.
Yeah.
Speaking of testing and tasting, Lamont.
Wait, that's it? That's all y'all reviewing?
That's it, yeah.
That's it.
Come on, man. Y'all got me all excited.
That's the point. It's working.
Dude, it's a real business. We have to make sure nobody's gonna go half ass to the market,
bro. Be like Elon Musk and just let it all out right now.
Well, where's the joint? Right. So we have something unique.
But before you segue, congrats.
Thanks, man.
I look forward to this.
Right.
Yeah. Like I've tasted it, everyone.
Right.
It's very
It's
different.
An experience, right?
That's a good description. It's an experience.
Right. Our cocktails, drinks, whatever you want to call it, adult beverages. Our brand is leveraged on experience. That's how you will know us. That's how you remember us. That's the reason you buy this. It's an experience you share with friends, family, and just on your own.
Yeah,
it's a good enough experience. Yeah, that's totally good. Sounds wrong, but it is right.
But it's so right.
It's so right. Lamont's been working on a new recipe. I haven't tasted this, and you haven't either, but he swears by it.
Wait.
I was a little iffy. This is, there's a lot of testing going on.
So Lamont's just been using a lot of leftover bottles to put his test in.
Yeah.
So y'all can't see this. And this happened earlier. He walks in with these two bottles.
Don't even say what kind of
I won't even say the brand. Yeah. I'm like, oh, hey, I never had this. He's like, oh, no, I'm just using the bottle. So Steve's got a bottle of what looks like whiskey.
Right.
But it's not... The brand, I'm seeing is not this. Yeah,
I don't even know.
You might as well brought that in with a milk jug.
I'll tell you this. Uh-huh. I learned this when I was in jail. Yeah, it's a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
So, it smells delicious.
So, what is this? Tell us, Lamont.
This is no. We're not telling you. This is
dude.
This is test bottle number 3.
All right. So just. To those listening, because we're not on video.
So just so you know, this is this will get them interested.
All right.
It is a subtle dark chocolate infused alcohol beverage.
Is that what I'm seeing particles inside this thing, like.
Yeah, there's a lot more to
proprietary it. Proprietary particles floating around on there.
Man, it's not so much that we don't want people to know, like, what's in it, you know, secret recipe, KFC, Coca-Cola recipe.
Yeah.
It's more of, you know, when we do this grand reveal, you know, we want what makes us unique, what makes it the experience, we want it to reveal it all at the same time, you know.
Yeah, I'll tell you this, anyone that tastes their new spirit, you're not going to forget it. Because I tasted it the first time I tasted it, I'll never forget it. Right?
Yes.
Yeah. It was an experience.
Yeah, it really was.
And dude, you know,
then today you stepped up the experience for me because y'all have still been testing and I get it.
Yeah, there's actually a presentation how you treat this, how you serve it. And It's okay. Just it's just the whole in existence and environment
yeah.
for this all experience, right. You know?
All right. So what you're pouring now is another product you're working on.
This is completely side product. It's maybe one of the new recipes.
Lamont has been concocting this in the kitchen last night till three in the morning.
I think he had a whole bunch of leftover shit and just thought it would work.
So we're basically drinking a Long Island here in a minute, everybody that's listening. Hey, so why y'all doing that?
One or two things. So those listening, either we're going to die on the air.
Those that are listening. So I've only been drinking for like 8 years.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't drink my whole life. Remember that.
Yeah.
So I'm still learning and trying new stuff, and so I'll try anything once.
Right. Oh yeah.
Whoa. It's not that kind of show. Look, Lamont got all happy because it's his birthday.
I was taking my shirt off,
dude. So my first drink was a margarita, and that's to this day it's my favorite drink, my go-to drink.
Right.
But as I worked my way up from being an amateur baby drinker, one of my next drinks was a Long Island. And that's what you drink to just like get a buzz really fast.
Go to 100 real quick.
But I have not had a Long Island in years. I can't do it anymore.
I can't do it either.
I'm a very mature drinker now.
I know. There's cheese on the table now.
There's cheese here. And there's French music. There's baguettes over on the counter back behind us. All right. So Steve's putting cheese on crackers for us.
Yeah.
Do I wait? I don't drink it yet.
Oh, I don't know. It's up to you. I'm just loading this up already.
It's chilled. Y'all hear that?
This is Lamont's recipe. I don't know how to treat this. So.
What do you call this, Lamont? Oh, I know. Here we go. I have a name for this drink.
Oh, here we go.
And I'm going to let y'all use it for free if y'all decide to use
it. What?
Y'all call this drink Chocolate Town. How about that? No?
You know, we'll put that in the maybe pile.
So look, if y'all from Houston, if you're listening, raise your hand.
Raise your hand.
If you remember the club in Houston called Chocolate Town. And yes, it was a black club. I never been there, but I had heard about it. It's like an urban legend.
Okay, I've never been there either.
I've never heard about it.
Lamont, would you go there if I open up a new club called Chocolate Town?
Not really, because Chocolate Town may be like Mandingo's.
They could cover a lot. Really, really dark Mexicans, Cubans.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. We are very happy to present the non-racist show today.
All right. If your kids are in the room, you might want to. No, I'm kidding. All right.
All right, man.
Mom, what's a Mandingo?
What is a Mandingo?
You don't know what a
Honestly, refresh. I'm serious. Refresh my memory.
Okay, I'm not going to go into the history behind
New wine?
Basically, it's well-endowed, huge black men.
Come on, dude. I was taking a drink. Okay, I get it now.
that's why I said you would have. That would be your Chocolate Town.
I'm not going to. Okay, for the record, I'm not going to open a club called Chocolate Town. I changed my mind.
Thanks. All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in. This was a Something New Show.
Y'all so racist. Y'all so racist, all of y'all.
Hey, guys, this is
We haven't even been drinking yet. I know.
We've just been drinking iced tea from Chick-fil-A.
So all our shows are so impromptu, and you can totally tell. So before we started the show, we took 30 minutes out to try to get some topics and what we covered. 5 minutes right before we started the show, we said, look, can we do one without being racist?
No.
5 minutes into the show. Yeah. Well, at least you got a solid 5 minutes of no racism.
That's pretty good. You know what? Do you realize it only happens when Lamont's here?
Every time, because
I really think that we feel we have a pass. Like, we have a pass because we have the black guy on
the token black guy.
Yeah, that's what it is.
So we feel like we have permission to just
Oh, yeah, I have a black friend.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, but you know what? I just moved to the 5th ward.
Oh.
So I really have a pass.
No, but you can't be joking like that. Dude, if they hear this show.
Hey, those are my people. There, when I leave the house in the morning, I pat my chest like that to them, like, what's up?
Lamont's face, you should have just seen it. His expression, like, bro, no, I'm kidding. Don't say that outside of these walls. You're going to die.
Now, you know what? I live on a street that's pretty
and
quiet.
And I'm not black enough to save you, bro.
No, no, but you know what? Everybody's cool on my street. Like, seriously.
Yeah.
Let's see. There's an older black couple that lives next to me. They're probably in their 70s or 80s. Really nice couple.
Right.
Mexican lives across the street. Next house next door is being sold.
Wait, like where at in Fifth Ward? Because actually that's where I grew up.
I think I'm on the edge of Fifth Ward. So like Quitman, Jensen area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right behind the old.
I'm in the Fifth Ward, right?
The recycling center area.
Yeah. Every night before I go to bed, I walk out and I just shoot my guns in the air. Pop, 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 pop. Just to like, hey, what's up, guys? I'm going to sleep now.
Oh, Hector's home.
No, it's I like the area. You know what? It has a lot of character. All right, let's go ahead and taste it.
Yeah, like if you can see me right now, I'm just flipping through my phone now. I'm like, wait till this.
All right, what are we doing here?
This drink is really, it's got a smokiness to it. It's all got right.
Describe it.
You can smell the chocolate in it.
Have you tasted it yet?
I haven't. Mm.
All right, let's all taste and we'll give our own review right now. So is the base whiskey?
Yes.
Oh, there's a little spice in this little spice just kicked me.
There it is. Yeah.
But you know what? It's just it's bearable. Am I supposed to be tasting chocolate in here?
Yeah. You just pretty much gave everything away. Is this whiskey?
But you
is this chocolate? Is this spice?
but even at the beginning, you used the word chocolate.
Right.
You called it a chocolate infused
spirit.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why I'm asking.
Dude,
so yeah, we got this.
We're never gonna rob a bank with you. ever, dude.
I like it.
Yeah.
It's
It reminds me of something.
If it was a little bit sweeter, it would be a like an old fashioned type drink.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But just the way it is, it's good.
Yeah.
It's on ice.
Yeah.
You don't really have to add. You don't have to mix it with anything.
Yeah, because whiskey's a little bit different. It's already got complex flavors.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do I need to eat one of those cheese crackers with
it? If you want to, you don't have to.
I don't even need it.
I think I'd go with this smoked cheese. To be honest with you,
that cheese you had earlier was good. The only reason I'm not going to eat that cracker right now because it'll enhance my lisp for the rest of the show because there's going to be cracker like stuck back there. Those listening, y'all do know I have a lisp, right? Or does it not appear on the
appear?
Podcast? All right. I like it.
I like that cheese.
I like it.
This is good.
It's good.
Yeah.
Test.
All right, let me try it.
Test number four, I think.
Oh, watch this. Y'all ready?
Yeah. So he's eating some cracker with brie.
Ready,
oh, that was a good crunch.
Dang, that was so commercial right there.
Yeah, I hear this.
Everybody wants a cracker and cheese now.
All right, good.
Yeah, good.
Drink. We got a good drink here.
So yeah, guys, we're working on something. We're very, very excited. I have deep childhood issues that doesn't let me express my excitement. But Lamont is he knows how to he expresses the excitement for both of us.
For you.
Yeah.
There's enough emotion.
Yeah. And yeah, man, we're slowly working towards it. No, not slowly, man. We picked up the pace. One of the ingredients in here is very, very difficult to get, so we actually
You have to climb the Appalachians.
Yeah, man.
Is it like that bonsai tree on Karate Kid 2 where he had to, they had to grow it on the inside this cliff by the water? Y'all remember that?
Nobody pays attention to Karate Kid the way you do. Right.
You know, I'm always referencing these old ass movies.
He used to be a youth pastor. So like, oh, yes.
You could probably tell us what
would. You would try to find a message with everything you saw today. Yes, yeah. I was walking by this playground today, and I see this little kid.
Well, y'all know what it is, too. And I'm not even kidding.
Yeah.
I have a photographic memory. It's what helped me do well in school and all that.
So hey, how about... How about every time you have an appointment, you write it down and, oh, and photograph that right. memory? Like, I need to be here.
I'm not good at memorizing appointments, but I can memorize. I can maps, movies. Yeah.
Oh, that's the extent.
Maps and movies.
So here's
and
the deal.
Margaritas. You're here's a margarita deal. Connoisseur.
I know.
Yeah.
I was thinking of this earlier. I haven't mentioned it to you, but I kind of have been wanting to start a second podcast that just strictly reviewing all the movies from the 80s.
Okay.
Yeah.
That is a niche no one will ever, ever invade your territory.
Only from 1980 to 89.
That is you plowing through an empty football field. You're going to make that touchdown every time, bro.
I think people will listen. No. Because I listened to a podcast called The Rewatchables.
The Rewatchables?
The Rewatchables.
Yeah.
About movies. Do you see the list? Like, there's Cracker messing me up.
Dude, it's...
They talk about movie, and there's only a certain... Like from 2000 to now or something like that. Like
right.
It's actually really good.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, so going back to, how soon do you guys
we're having
your soft launch?
Soft launch is we're trying to work towards the beginning of December.
Okay.
That's kind of like our pencil date that we put in place.
Yeah.
It could happen sooner.
All right.
You know, we're being as aggressive as we can on this. And so, you know,
that's good.
Yeah. If you guys know any investors or you yourself are pretty intrigued, hit us up.
Right.
We'll come out, present to you, give you some inside tidbits of what went into this. And,
All right. That's awesome.
It's awesome.
Boom. Soft launch.
All right.
Soft launch.
TrueGrid. That was for our friend, Tim at TrueGrid. All right, so let's. We actually have some other things to talk about. If you're listening, right. We could kind of call this show like the weekly recap.
Right.
So, if you're listening and you're an avid listener to Something New Show, we usually like to talk about branding, social media, marketing, advertising, and then of course to cover everything else.
Racism.
We like to talk about pop culture and just society stuff, and
right.
which pretty much encompasses everything, which is why we call this show the Something New Show, where we talk about anything and everything.
We have a tagline for this.
Yeah, let's
look it up.
Find it, because I don't even know our own tagline. I'm still...
Dude, that's what happens when you drink during the show.
Earlier... Let's see, when did this happen?
I'm still trying to
happen.
It
happened pretty recent, like a few days ago. Dunkin' Donuts, they announced that they're taking the word donut out of the name.
They're castrating yourself.
Here's the tagline, bro.
Oh, what is it?
A new perspective on just about everything.
Boom, man, that's a good tagline.
Why is that so hard to remember?
That is so good, right?
Yeah, you came up with it. Good job.
A new perspective on just about everything.
Even racism.
Racism included.
We found a new way to be racist. So what's the deal with Dunkin' Donuts? Oh, go ahead.
The Something New Show. New perspective on just about everything.
Everything?
Everything?
Racism is for free.
Roar?
How's that? Is that a good commercial?
No.
All right, I want a new one?
Yeah.
Start over?
You got to keep it us. So when I say... Everything?
All right.
You go, even your mom.
The Something New Show. A new perspective on just about everything.
Everything?
Everything.
Everything?
Racism for free.
All right. Dunkin' Donut.
What do you think about
They're dropping the donut. Just keeping Dunkin'.
They've been in the business
Who is Dunkin'?
I don't know. Is that whose name is that?
Tim Dunkin'?
They've been in business for almost 70 years.
Wow.
And what do you think, Steve? You think they're kind of, is a good move?
So it's,
They're moving with the times.
So my thought on this, mind you, this was brought to my attention through Lamont. Mm-hmm. He sent me this article and I started reading it. And essentially the article says they make more money through their coffees, right?
Yeah,
through their beverages.
Their beverages, like 60%.
Yeah, so it makes sense. Like, dude, if the donuts aren't making you money, you got to make your name, your brand a little bit broad. Gives you more flexibility.
Right.
Like, leaves room to get into the taco game.
Into anything,
Dunkin'
really.
Tacos.
So
I'm kidding, everyone.
I mean, and I know this is a little crazy, but in a corporate environment, you see the Dunkin' Donut Keurig cups.
Yeah, the K-cups.
Yeah, so yeah. I can almost see like Dunkin' Donut producing their own Keurig, kind of, you know, push a button,
like
make
their
own
their own machine.
Right.
Oh, the dunk in.
Right.
A Dunkin' Donuts, I was for free.
So you know, you start making cold brews, you start doing anything that you want at that point, and you get away from the donuts, and now you start making sandwiches, maybe?
Dunkin'
Delis
snacks,
or anything like that, yeah.
Man, yeah.
Dunkin' chocolate bites, you know, little to eat, like little Snickers or whatever.
Because, yeah, when we were talking about this earlier, like, I get my coffee a lot I'll get unground coffee from like coffee shops, stuff like that. But when I just need quick coffee, mm-hmm. It's late at night. Of course, I go to Kroger, and their coffee aisle now is crazy. It's like at everything. But Dunkin' Donuts, they have so much good brand recognition, and they're known for their coffee being so good. That's what I go get all the time, and it's either full or it's empty. Like, the original, they're always running out of it. So yeah. Yeah. When I think of Dunkin' Donuts,
right,
I can't even tell you the last time I went to the drive-thru to get donuts.
Right.
But I can tell you the last time I went and bought coffee at Kroger.
But I will
or Target.
The last time I went to Dunkin' Donuts and I had donuts, I'll never go by for the donuts again.
Why?
They just suck.
You don't like them?
Nah, they were horrible.
Are you a Shipley's or a
Krispy? I mean,
is there Krispy Kreme still in Houston?
You know what I actually like? And this is going to sound pretty ghetto.
Bolero donuts?
No. more ghetto than that.
Sunny corner store donuts?
Nah, the Kroger ones. The Kroger ones that you buy like off the shelf that they make, like, and they only come in like...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you know what I mean?
From their bakery.
Right, from their bakery.
You like those?
Yeah.
That's the most basic donut you could buy.
Yeah, that's like...
But it's
actually
it.
More
sometimes
bready.
Yeah. Mm.
It's more like... I don't know. Hardy bread? Yeah. I don't know.
You also get the bear claw?
Yeah,
where do you buy your bear claws? At Bolero?
At Joel. So guys, let me read to you how Dunkin' Donuts started. It's the first paragraph only. William Rosenberg opened Kettle in 1948, a restaurant selling donuts and coffee in Quincy, Massachusetts. But he changed the name in 1950 to Dunkin' Donuts. After discussing with the company executives, he conceived the idea for the restaurant after his experience selling food in factories and at construction sites, where donuts and coffee were the two most popular items. So,
wow.
You know, it was more through his experience that he saw coffee and donut.
So back then, they made an adjustment and decided that donuts and coffee were the game.
Yeah, because as you can tell, he had a restaurant, and then over here he sold coffee, and just, you know what?
Yeah, like, I'm making more money over here.
It doesn't really say where the actual Dunkin' name came from.
So now they're doing the same thing 70 years, 60-something years later.
Making it broad.
They're realizing, like, all right... We're making more money off our beverages and other stuff.
Right.
And I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, usually the market tells you what they see you as. Mm. And so either you adapt to them or somehow you convince them who you truly are. So it could go both ways, but it seems like good companies should constantly evolve.
Yeah.
You know.
And at the same time, stay true to their brand.
Right. Like, the roots always change the same. So they're staying true to their coffee.
Yeah.
It's still their core, you know.
Because there's a company in town, or they're kind of nationwide. I feel they made a change to their branding, and they blew it.
Mm.
James Coney Island Hot Dog Company.
The initials, whatever.
They went to JC.
Yeah.
And
Jesus Christ.
No, it was JCI, no?
Yeah, JCI, James Coney Island.
Right.
They changed the branding. It's not that classic look anymore. And when you see their sign on the side from the freeway, immediately I think it's an Asian restaurant. That's what I see. Like it's a
I don't see it
like
as
a
anything.
Like a Panda Express type restaurant
even,
or something.
I don't even think food though when I
right?
see it.
I think was in charge of that, they blew it.
Yeah, they I think what they should have done was made it more just fancier.
I think
bring in fancier hot dog styles or whatever. Mm. Look, and the reason I tell you this is there's it's this place is called El Perron,
which is
pretty
the,
much
the dog.
Well, yeah, like the big dog, but it's really it's also slang the badass, right?
Wait, because perro is dog, perron,
is
big
like,
dog.
No, it's like yeah,
the big dog.
Excessive
leader
dog, over dog or whatever.
The alpha
but
dog.
That's why it translates to, you know, the badass. So anyways, all they do is sell hot dogs. But, you know, the type of weenies that they use are like sausages, different flavors and all this and that. But they put a whole bunch of like toppings on it. Like crazy toppings on it. Like pineapple and jalapenos and just different kinds. You know, they make a whole bunch of varieties. Dude, that place stays packed.
Really?
Busy every single time.
Where is this at?
Off Beltway and I-10. East side of town.
And is that the only location?
Yeah.
East side, baby.
Wow. All right.
And
Beltway
and
I-10
funny.
On the east. On
right,
the east.
Right.
Okay.
And so when James Coney Alley, when I was reading about that, and how they're changing the logo and all that, it's like, I kind of felt the same way. Like, they're just trying to look cool, but the menu's the same. It's the menu that's fucking them up.
Yeah, true. They didn't evolve.
Right.
Because the hot dog, so, no, you're right.
It's a different demographic, different market. We like things for different experiences.
Well, they could have kept their branding, the classic look, you know, that the little hot dog guy. I don't even know his name. I wonder if he has a name. We'll call him Steve for today.
James?
Oh, maybe his name is James.
Hey, dude, that's why we have Lamont here. We would have totally missed that. Lamont, so casual.
Damn,
like we're a bunch of idiots.
That was pretty good. Thanks.
James? A wild guess here, guys, but.
So if I was the if we were the branding agency of New Creative, James Coney Island, listen.
Right.
If we were the branding agency, we would have kept that classic look. Mm-hmm. We would have helped you go through a redesign of the of the inside of the
brand
stores.
Brand analysis.
Yeah, good branding analysis. Redo the inside of the stores, kind of beef it up a little bit, and then modify your menu to line up with all the, you know, you have all these other companies in town that kind of popped up, like Good Dog Hot Dog.
Right.
There used to be another hot dog place on White Oak, Happy Fats. I used to love their hot dog, but they were doing that same thing, like just the whole hot dog. It was an experience,
right?
And it had all kinds of shit all over.
Yeah,
it.
Like
you throw an egg on it, and like boom.
Yeah, like oh shit,
boom. But yeah, that they could have just done that and revamped the hot dog guy to be out there, and he's hanging. Out. He could go walk. There's a James Coney Island not like walking distance to a Chick-fil-A. He could go hang out with the cow. They hang out.
Yeah. Yeah, because you know,
they have a grudge match.
Yeah, no, because there's a lot of cross branding.
For social media likes, he could just go pick a fight with him.
Right. I like
call
that.
Call us, James Coney Island. Call us. Hurry.
I get it. I know what. You ever see that guy that he hates? Man, I hate smoking, and he'll slap cigarettes out of people's.
Yeah, he's like. I'm Tyrone, and I hate cigarettes.
Right.
Pow,
what are you
going to
do?
Hand.
Yeah. Stop killing yourself.
And he was just looking. And he's doing it like on my surprise to real people. Have you seen that, Lamont?
Yes. Yeah.
So imagine James slapping hamburgers and tacos out of people's hands.
I'm James, and I don't like hamburgers. Pow.
Dude. McFry these, bitch.
I like it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Just look.
Going to a drive-thru, ordering a Big Mac, and then just throwing it on the ground. You know, like, this belongs in the trash.
Hey, we're on to something, dude.
I know.
I like
it. Shoves hot dogs in their face.
Yeah.
So, look, the fans of Dunkin' Donuts, they're getting pissed, bro, on Twitter after they're now. Like, this one lady goes, no, you're Dunkin' Donuts, not just Dunkin'. You're going to go to all Dunkin' Donuts and just take down the donut part of the sign? 68 years is a long time, and this is stupid to me. Change the name after almost 70 years.
What about IHOB? How does she feel about IHOB?
No, that was temporary. That was, I know. Oh, yeah. I bet you they all got pissed.
Wait, did they change it back?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Good move.
So, yeah. Twitter got a little crazy, huh?
Yeah, it's funny how people get worked up over anything.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Personally, I love the donuts.
Right.
I love Shipley's too.
Right.
So I love all donuts, except Bolero donuts. I won't eat the Bolero donuts.
Dunkin', they got some good breakfast sandwiches too.
Oh, they do.
Yeah.
Oh, I never had.
Do they have like croissant?
The donuts killed it for me, so I'd never go by.
No, get their sandwiches.
So next time we meet, I'm gonna bring you some Dunkin' Donuts and one of their sandwiches.
So I'm glad the Dunkin' Donut. You know, sometimes they like James Coney Island. They try to go with the initials and try to be millennial and cool.
Yeah.
I'm really glad they didn't go with DD.
And then, because then all your friends be like, hey, y'all want to go to DD's? And then you'd be like, yeah, D's. You know, Dunkin' Donuts, Carlos, we got a lot of ideas going on.
Oh, hey. On their menu, I'm sure both of you guys will appreciate this.
Yeah.
But they have hot dog tamales.
Ooh. Wow.
Who does?
And there goes the racism.
That's why they went under. They were losing so much money because of the hot dog tamale that they had to hire. They hired somebody's cousin who said, I just started a design agency. I can help. I got an idea for y'all.
I'll put in the late hours.
Well, they make good hot dog tamales. Maybe they can help us out with our brand.
Yeah. They'd be like, look, I'll throw the logo in for free.
Look, hey, if you want to revamp the inside, I'll call my cousin. We'll do a whole new floor plan. Look, whatever I charge you for the graphic design, just throw another 20% on top.
Yeah.
Dude, it's the package deal that kills you sometimes. You don't know what you're getting yourself into.
Yeah, it sounds great. It sounds great in the boardroom, and he got his little cousin who's who's 12 years old to do the PowerPoint presentation.
He's handing out his Vista print business cards, where it was the ones on sale, so it still has the watermark of Vista print.
Still has their logo on the back,
or the tearaways where it's got the ribbon on it.
No, he brings in like a bunch of 8.5 by 11 sheets.
Yeah,
because he just printed his cards through his own printer. He's perforating them all in the meeting.
Hot off the press, that's how it works.
Yeah, all right. Hey, do y'all want to go to DD's after this?
Hey, what kind of donuts is that? Double D's. Dunkin' Donuts, hey, thank you for this segment of our show. If you guys want to go out to Dunkin' Donuts, please leave us a review and let us know what you thought about it. So,
what's so funny about this, we brought it up.
Yes. Today's episode brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
What kind of donut is that? Is that small or large?
No, they're the double D. Located on North Shepherd between Fairview and Montrose.
Why does it go to the strip club?
Oh, and we have coffee. To dunk your double D's.
All right. Remember, leave us a good review on iTunes. Leave us a good one, please. And you're going to get invited to the spirits party.
Yeah, the spirits party. So what's up with Elon, man?
Elon Musk. Okay, speaking about branding and changing your brand and stuff. So those of you listening, Elon Musk, the news made this sound like he did this like yesterday.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But he posted a tweet at the beginning, almost a month ago. His tweet says, am considering taking Tesla private at $420, funding secured.
Mm-hmm.
So the SEC, the Securities Exchange Commission, I guess they've been investigating since then. He never took it down.
Right.
So speaking of perrons, Elon's a badass. Like, he just does his own thing.
Right.
And
well, that's what got him where he is today.
Yeah.
Right.
So they saw this as a securities violation because he's basically, he can what's the word?
Manipulate.
Manipulate the what happens in the market by throwing right. stuff out like this.
Right.
And it did. It affected, you know, stocks and all this other stuff.
Right.
So anyway, they fine him $20 million. The company Tesla is also putting in another $20 million to the Securities Exchange Commission. They disperse these funds, these fines that they disperse them to people who could have been affected by the market fluctuating because of this little quote unquote mistake that he did. But after looking at it today, I'm looking at it and he's saying, I'm considering taking Tesla private at $420 a share. I'm looking at it, I'm like, $420. Wait, this is a joke.
420, yeah.
Because of 420, blah, blah. I don't know now.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, he started smoking with Joe Rogan. I mean, maybe he was.
Think about this. The joke could be on us. And he's just sitting there laughing because SEC's coming after him and the news is reporting this. And right there in this tweet is a big joke.
Right.
But yeah, they're already like, they're trying investigating. To get him off the board. They're trying to get him off the board, all this other stuff. But I don't know. But so this brings up this about brand. So right. Elon Musk is Tesla.
Right.
He is SpaceX, which is the space, his own little space force, right?
As Lamont does the Wakanda sign.
You're right.
With SpaceX.
So there's that big question. There, you know, the company's kind of scared, like, man,
right.
if they remove Elon.
Right.
And he'll be removed if this all takes place. As chairman or CEO or whatever, mm-hmm. and he'll still have a role. He can consult whatever. Right, like he don't even need that title.
Yeah.
But it allows Tesla to bring in like other leaders and there's good and bad that I've read and stuff like that. But if you let me ask you this, Steve, you remove Elon Musk from Tesla altogether.
Right.
Do you think Tesla could survive? Because he is Tesla. Basically.
Well, what's your definition of surviving?
Could
like surviving just to survive or actually be profitable?
Is there a company anymore after the innovator and the visionary behind the company leaves? And then we can cite Steve Jobs and Apple as a comparison.
I think there's one word that comes to mind. Longevity. There is no longevity to that company if he leaves. Mm. Sure, they'll be profitable. Sure, they'll make money and finish some of the projects he still has there. Mm. After that, there's going to be no new products. They're going to be maybe half-assed. There's nothing going to be
like
that
they're
going to
take the headphone jack off the phone.
Yeah, exactly.
Put this other plug.
Right.
It makes you have to go buy an adapter to still have the headphone jack. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wait for Samsung to come out with something new and then make it seem like they were already doing it a while back, but it took a while to get it right. Yeah.
I get it. Okay.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I mean, you know, I think that was one of the things I was talking to you about earlier is, so I saw this documentary about capital investments or a venture capitalist.
Mm-hmm.
And essentially, you know, they let the founder build the company so they can replace him simply because he's not the business head. All he has is the vision, right? And once the vision is established, then it's just a matter of continuously turning profit. But then there's companies like what we talked about earlier, like mm-hmm. Apple and Steve Jobs. Like, yeah, if you recall, it was the board that fired him because they felt he wasn't running the company correctly. So he stepped away. He built another company. He started building a competitor.
Right.
Whether they bought him out and brought him back in. And, you know, he saw all the things he did before he passed away.
Right.
So sometimes
The visionary.
Right. Never actually ends because it's continuous for that company. There's not just one product.
Right.
So you remove that freaking person. There is no more vision anymore because it's just like what you said. Elon is Tesla, period. Or SpaceX or whatever.
And like Apple, it's unique because you have one person
right.
who the whole company kind of relies on for the vision and the direction and like innovation. Right. So you and I agree that like when Steve Jobs died, there went all the innovation, all the new ideas, and whatever's left at Apple is just, they're just coming. They're either following somebody else's lead or they're just coming up with
Yeah. Or they're just...
They're making the phone a little bit bigger.
What I see is they've gone corporate. So what you do is you hire the innovative engineers at another company and bring them over.
Yeah.
And so you bring that talent over to build whatever new products or software or anything like that.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, now we just have a cactus, Tim Cook, just sitting there making
sure. He's the new CEO or chairman of Apple.
Right. Just making sure the checks are being signed and the lights are being paid.
Yeah.
Other than that, there's no vision out of that guy. He hasn't created anything. So
there's no prodigy walking around that's getting new ideas while he sleeps and then comes and and then you have like the iPod or
Many times have I have the X phone. How many times have we gone from like hard plastic casing to titanium steel or whatever it is, aluminum, and then it goes back and forth, and forth. They introduce colors and it's like
they're not introducing anything new.
Right.
They're just whatever Steve Jobs
just
left behind. They're just modifying it a little bit.
Yeah, they're just enhancing
to keep new product in people's hands.
And that's going to happen naturally, bro, because you know technology doubles every 6 months.
Right.
So it's just going to happen.
Right.
Lamont is just like.
Lamont's like, man, I don't know.
Lamont is in his like third glass.
Lamont's drunk. It's his birthday.
Oh yeah, it's your birthday, bro.
So if you're listening to the show, the theme kind of that we seem to be talking about today is just brand recognition, brand longevity, innovation,
right?
Because you are the brand,
right? And being flexible and agile to be able to adapt whatever the market's doing.
Yeah, being flexible,
right?
A lot of people don't want to be flexible when they get stuck.
Yeah,
like the guy walking down the street with a mullet. He got stuck in the 80s, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean,
seriously.
But it's, you know.
Oh, it's back now.
Back, yeah.
Retro. So. Oh, that's true.
But the problem is you have to survive until it comes back.
Yeah. He's a soldier, though.
And that's applied to businesses, too. Like, no, this is work. You know, be consistent to who we are. Okay.
Well, like the jean jacket.
Like champs. Champion. You know what I'm talking about?
Champs.
What was the jacket? Starter jackets?
Oh, the starter jacket.
Yeah. All that, you know, they were at, what, Ross and, now they're, like, in other countries, that's like, luxury.
Well, that stuff that was kind of coming back around again. Yeah. But, okay, like what you said right now, it's like, you know, let's take the mullet, for example.
I didn't bring up the mullet. That wasn't me.
Well, you really have did you write that down in your notes?
But it's a good example, like just fashion, the way someone dresses, their hairstyle. You can tell what age someone is and where and what era they got stuck in. But if they do it right, they can kind of blend in with the trends without looking like they're trying too hard.
Well, you know how you blend in?
How?
Especially in this era?
Uh-huh.
Just wear a flannel shirt.
Because flannels never go out of style.
Never go out of style.
Yeah. Wow. All right. Well, that's good. Good game. Good game, Steve. So, yeah, if you're listening, the moral of the story, be flexible.
I like how we have morals.
Have
now.
A good brand.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Be able to adapt with the market.
So,
And if all else fails, flannel.
So, I mean, we're taking our own medicine on this, you know, our own advice, Lamont, as we're starting this whole new endeavor. Whoa.
The spice. Got him.
Here's some cheese.
The spice in this got me.
Bro, we're establishing the brand, longevity, what the vision is, what our message is, all up front, and we're investing the time into that before we even reveal to people what we're doing.
Yeah.
You know,
and as you move along, you have to be flexible like a fish.
Yeah.
If y'all can't see me right now. Oh, look.
He's moving like Dory. They're both moving like Dory.
Again, this is the new Karate Kid reference with Will Smith's son.
Here we go.
He does the snake thing where he's able to like make the other guy's head turn and then boom, he gets him.
Yeah, I don't know.
The listeners know what I'm talking about, dude.
Yeah,
we have listeners.
All right. So then last thing on the list.
Right.
Forgiveness.
I don't know. Should we go into it? It feels like a solid show right now.
Yeah, I'm kidding. We should probably not go into it.
But guys, I did bring up forgiveness, and there was a whole topic about it.
We'll do that next time.
It was really me just getting a rant out that I needed to get out, and right. It sounded good at the time. But right now, this episode, this show is pretty solid. That we don't want to ruin it.
Just bring it up. Let's fuck it up.
Nah.
We can't mess it up.
Yeah.
No, yeah. So we want to thank you guys for listening. This is the Something New, our weekly show.
Right.
We got Lamont Ryan's
special
in here.
Guest,
everyone,
Lamont Ryan.
Everyone, wish him a happy birthday.
Thanks for coming
39.
Out.
What's up?
39.
Cheers.
So, man, I met Lamont when he was a teenager, dude.
Yeah.
Puberty? What's funny is that when you know someone and you're at a certain age like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I was only in my mid-20s. So I wasn't that much. I'm 46, so.
About 7 years.
Like 7 year difference. So, but I always view him as like younger than what he really is because of when I met him. Because
you're stuck in.
I'm stuck in the 80s. That's why I keep referencing 80s.
That's why you have
movies.
That mullet.
I keep referencing. That's why I keep referencing the Karate Kid.
Karate Kid, dude.
Like last night, I installed a new TV, or not a new TV. I moved, right? So I finally hung my TV in my room and everything.
Yeah.
And what do I put on? Pretty in Pink. Because I'm stuck in the 80s.
Even better, guys.
I thought you were about to say Breakfast Club.
No. So I come into the into the studio here. We have a TV, big old TV. So we watch, just leave on while we work.
Yeah.
I walk in. What is Hector watching? Out of everything that you can stream. No. More importantly, out of everything you can buy to watch and rent, he has gone out of his way to find, search, and rent Waterworld. And he is watching it intently, like if it was the first time he watched it.
So you know how that happens?
Yeah, a mullet. It starts with a mullet.
Oh, he had a mullet in the movie. And he had web feet. So what happens sometimes is I'll think of a movie.
Yeah.
And I hadn't thought of it in years, probably. I'm like, oh, I remember that. Let me rent Waterworld.
I remember that just like yesterday.
Yeah. And then he rented it on somebody else's account.
It was Joel's account. Joel has all these rentals.
What kind of rentals?
Okay. Yeah. Anyway.
Oh. thanks, guys, for tuning in. This is a Something New show.
better check your phone for viruses, bro.
Yeah, Joel, don't itemize your Prime Video account. You're going to see stuff you're not supposed to see, bro. Yeah. All right. Good show.
Good show, guys.
Thank you guys for listening. Remember, go to iTunes and please leave us a good review. Mm-hmm. And if you leave a review, your chances are very high to be invited to Steve and Lamont's new spirits launch.
Yeah. We'll be watching. Something we'll be new. Keeping track.
Yeah.
And and so if you guys, if you're having a late night, you're having a rough one, and you want to relax before you go to sleep, my daughter and I have started a new podcast. It's called Little Bear, Bedtime Stories.
Essentially,
my daughter and I just say stories. This is what we've always done. And I decided just to record it and upload them.
They're good. Have you listened to one, Lamont?
No.
He's never known about it. I haven't told anybody.
Really?
Yeah. This is the first time public announcement.
No, you so guys, I knew. Cause
yeah, you knew, but I didn't make it public.
Right. No, but you've mentioned it a few times on when we've done a show.
No.
Yeah. He's drunk. He didn't even remember.
I haven't. I just said I'm starting a podcast, and I'll release it.
Yeah.
Anyways, so guys, if you tune in, it's called Little Bear Bedtime Stories. We're all over the place, iTunes.
So Little Bear is an actual little bear, and y'all put him in different scenarios every time.
He's just a character we made up.
Is it ad lib pretty much every night?
It is. It's completely unscripted. I mean, so
you and your daughter come up with these ideas?
Yeah, we started this when she was like 4. We'll just lay in bed and she'll be like, Daddy, tell me a story. So I'll just tell her stories. So when it got to the point she was like 5, she can tell stories. We would just be like, tell me a story about, I don't know, cars or what, a red car. Oh, he goes to the circus.
Yeah.
She's like, okay. And then she just started saying the story. Once upon a time, blah, 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 blah. And that's it.
Wow.
Dude, that's dope.
Yeah.
So one of the last ones was Little Bear tries bacon for the first time.
Oh, no, we're what is the last one now?
Oh, he goes to the zoo. Or no. Is there a new one?
There's a new one, yeah.
Oh, dang.
Little bear
moves to the fifth ward.
Pop, 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 pop.
No more little bear.
Wait, you did say one something like that.
What? Hootie hoo.
No, you said it was a goofy one you said the other day.
I don't remember.
So the last episode is called A Very Special Surprise. And my daughter tells this story, yeah. They go on a trip or something like that. I don't know.
It's good?
I mean, I know what it is, but I don't want to say what it is.
And one of your episodes...
Oh, you know what this episode that she just... the very last one?
Uh-huh.
It will teach you patience.
Oh.
Like, she... Like, 80% of the story is you waiting to find out what the hell is so special. And then, like, the last 2 minutes is like a quick recap of what happened. Like, whatever's special. Wow. So you're like, I waited all this time for this. So it's going to teach you patience just right. to find out what
so
it is.
So they're pretty good. Even one episode, right, it's just your younger daughter who's two.
Oh, yeah.
Just talking, baby talk.
Well, I haven't posted that one, but she sits on it. Sometimes she's talking with little sis. And she's already learned, man. She pushes the record button and she's just babbling on. And she knows how to start. Like little bear, once upon a time.
But there's one word she uses a lot.
Which?
In there.
I forgot.
Yeah. People will hear it. They'll hear the one word she really knows very well.
So yeah, guys.
Good.
Little bear,
can
bedtime
people
stories.
Submit their own ideas? Like.
Yeah. Oh, send us an email if you want at littlebearstories@outlook.com.
Okay, tight.
Yeah.
Dang, Outlook.
Yeah.
People still use Outlook?
Yeah.
Little bear buys a motorcycle.
No, but you know why? It's Outlook.
Yeah.
You know, your Outlook.
Let's give him an idea for the next one. What's a good idea?
Oh, no. We can't plan it. No.
No. We just gave you the topic.
We still can't plan it. It's too far in advance. It gives me time to think about it.
Oh, man.
No, like really, it is unscripted.
When do you record your next one? Tonight?
No, not tonight. She's gonna be asleep by the time.
Tomorrow,
yeah.
Little bear, straight out of Compton.
little bear drives through Compton.
Yeah. We're trying to get mom
in 1980.
Because Compton was worse in the 80s than it is today.
There's a lot of crack.
You can drive through now easy, and like
you can move in,
go to Whole Foods.
Yeah,
there's a Whole Foods in Compton.
Oh yeah.
Little bear. All right. Cuts the cheese.
All right. Thank you guys for listening. Something new. Follow us. New creative. At something new. See y'all later.
We'll see you at Dunkin'.
Hey. Do you like donuts, Steve?
Man, I love donuts.
What kind of donuts?
Actually, my favorites are Double D's.
D's nuts!